can I call?
I'll be in touch with you. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Yeah. We left off a long time ago. We left off, I already forgot the topic. Chav Ches Amaveis. The Mishnah Chav Ches. The topic that the Gemara discusses is not so interesting, but it leads one to think about other things that are very interesting. The Mishnah says, the Perek.
Whom can I call?
I'll be in touch with you. I don't know. Maybe? We'll see. Yeah. We left off a long time ago. We left off, I already forgot the topic. Chav Ches Amaveis. The Mishnah Chav Ches. The topic that the Gemara discusses is not so interesting, but it leads one to think about other things that are very interesting. The Mishnah says, the Perek began, that a husband sends a shliach to give the get to the wife, and even though the husband was koila and zaken, the shliach can deliver the get on the assumption that the husband is still alive, and the woman is megureshet. So you don't have to be concerned that maybe the husband died already and she's kukaliyovim. Maybe if he died, he left no children, maybe she'll need the chalitza. So you don't have to be concerned, maybe he's dead. Mishtalaf the chazaka that he's still alive. So the shaila is, and what if they took him in a concentration camp? He's also becheskes chai, but they kill people every day. So that's what the Mishnah discusses. Is he still becheskes chai? So the Mishnah says, Shloshet dvar mamar ablaza ben prata lifnei chachamim v'kimu es dvar. The Tanner Ablaza ben Prata made a suggestion, and all the other Tanoim were masking with him. There never was a machlekes. What are the three things? Alir shehikifo karkom, if a city is under siege, and the enemy troops surrounded the city. Balasvina hamitarefes bayam, and if people were traveling on a boat, let's say the husband is traveling on a boat, and there's bad weather on the ocean, on the sea, and you don't know whether the boat is shaking. It didn't sink yet. It didn't sink yet, but the boat is shaking, and his life is sakana. So we still say the man is becheskes chai. The city is under siege, but they didn't succeed in breaking through to the walls of the city. So the people in the city are still becheskes chai, the same as any other time. Maybe he died from old age, maybe he died from a heart attack, but if you don't know, say yishtalav becheskes chai. And the boat is just mitarefes. Mutrefes bayam. Mutrefes bayam means that it's about to sink. It's about to sink. It's in danger. Yeah, it's bad weather. Or alayetz elidom. The court decided that a man deserves the death penalty, and they're going to give him the death penalty next Monday, whatever. They're going to give him the electric chair next week. But he still has a few days. So he's still becheskes chai. What should you say? That maybe he died from a heart attack when he heard the verdict? So that's what the Gemara is going to go into a discussion. Is it a Jewish court or Goyish? So the Mishnah says in all three cases he's still becheskes kayam, and the husband is still alive. However, but if the enemy troops conquered the city, or a svinisha of the bayam, it sank in the ocean. That the judge decided that he's chayv misa. He's ready yotze leharig. They're taking him out to give him the punishment. So then the Mishnah says that he's a Sofik Chai Sofik Meis. And if he wait long enough, then he's going to be a Vadei Meis. So it's a Sofik Chai Sofik Meis. And what says, how do you treat him? So if the husband who's on that ship, or the husband who's there, is a Kohen, and his wife is not a Kohenis, so the only reason in the world why she's permitted to eat Truma is because of her husband, she's an Eishes Kohen. So then, Basi Sola Koyin, Loitachu Betrumi, she's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. What if I cared? What if she is a Kohenis? The wife is a Kohenis, but she was always permitted to eat Truma when she was single. But when she married the non Koyin, then she became prohibited to eat the Truma. But then, the minute the husband dies, then she's no longer married to a non Koyin, then she's allowed to eat Truma. So in this case, since she's Sofik Chai, Sofik Meis, Nosnum of Chumi Chai, Chumi Meisim, so they're not allowed to eat Truma. So now the Gemara goes into a detailed discussion. There are two versions of what Rav Yosef said. So the first line in the Gemara has Amar Rav Yosef, Lo Shana Ola Bebezin Shal Yisrael.
according to the Sefer, she probably not going to get married, correct? She would not be allowed to be married.
Correct, because we're not sure whether he's alive or dead. We're not sure. So the first version of Rabbi Yosef is the first line in the Gemara, and the second version of Rabbi Yosef is on the last line on the Daf. Ika diyamri, Omer Rabbi Yosef, that's Aleph Dalet. Ika diyamri, another version has it, on the very last line, Achav Ches on the base in the Gemara, there's a second version of Rabbi Yosef. Ika diyamri, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Fakir. So let's see. So Rabbi Yosef raised the possibility that there should be a distinction between a Bezen Shal Yisrael as opposed to a Bezen Shal Nochem. What is the difference? So the first version runs as follows. When does the Reisha of the Mishnah say that if the Bezen made a Gmar Din Lemisa, the judge said that they're going to give him the death penalty? But we didn't hear whether they gave him the death penalty yet or not. We don't know yet when they're going to administer the punishment. So the Mishnah says he's still Becheskes Chai. So Rav Yosef says, Lo Shana Bezen Shal Yisrael. When he says Becheskes Chai, if it's a Yiddish Bezen, because by the Yiddish Bezen, even after the Gmar Din, they can also change their mind.
Because,
yeah, so Rashi quotes that. The messenger riding on a horse with the flags in order to stop the whole procedure. Yeah.
Rashi Lanz is speaking to Yotzel Horek.
Huh?
On the Sefer, on the Sefer
that says that a Yotzel the Horek is a Suffolk Chai Suffolk Mace.
Right.
So when do you say that it's a Suffolk Chai Suffolk Mace? Mm-hmm. Bebezen Shal Yisrael. Abel Bebezen Shalov de Kechovim, that what? That there's never any Hatzalah. Once they make the, once they're about to take him into the Einish Misa, there's no Hatzalah. Kimin, the Gomalei Dina Lektala. Mikto Katlile. So then you assume that for sure he's dead. It's not going to be a Suffolk Chai Suffolk Mace. So the Gemara gives a whole pilpul whether this is so. Then on the last line, the Gemara quotes the reverse version of Rabbi Yosef. Ika de'amar Rabbi Yosef, another version has it. Lo shanu bebezen shalav dikom. This, the which is lo shanu?
Also
the Sefer. When does the Sefer say that his Yotze the Hargis is Safik Chai, Safik Meis, is only bebezen shalav dikachavim? Why? Because you can bribe them to change the psak to not to give the death penalty. Avul bebezen shal Yisrael, where they don't accept any bribes, an erlich bebezen. Even a nafik le dina lektola katli le, so he's not a suffik chai suffik meis. He's going to be a vade meis. So it's a shaila mitzias. Psychologically, you have to make a survey to find out whether it's a suffik chai vade chai suffik meis vade meis. What the facts are. But I'll call upon him. The Gemara speaks about two kinds of a gemar din: a gemar din that's made by the Bezen Shal Yisrael, and a gemar din that's made by Bezen Shal Goy. Fine. So we started last time we were learning it, and we mentioned the following. There is a din in the Chumash of Erechin, and there is a din of Domin. A person wants to make a pledge to donate money to the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, I want to donate $1,000. Okay, so he gives $1,000. Or a person says, I want to donate so-and-so's value. Dom of Alai. Or he says, Domai Alai. I want to donate my value to the Beis HaMikdash. So you assess how much he's worth, and you pay that amount of money. What if he doesn't say domai olai or dom of olai? What if he says erki olai or erech ploni olai? So then the Chumash says it doesn't depend on kamu hushov limka bashuk. It's a prescribed amount. The Chumash says they're fixed amount. Says it depends whether it's a man or a woman, and it depends on the age. And then even if he's not worth anything or he's worth a million, it doesn't make a difference. You pay that fixed amount as is written in the Chumash. So the Gemara in Erechin discusses the following case. What if somebody is Nigma Dina Lemisa? A man was a Mechal Shabbos, a man is a murderer, or whatever, he's Baal HaShishish, and the Bezen determines that he's Chai Misa, and then give him an Einish Misa. So another person says, Dom of Olai. Dom of Olai. So how much do you pay? So you pay Kamu Hushov Alim Kabashuk. No, who would want to buy such a person? It's worthless. So you pay nothing. Okay, so there's nothing to pay. What if I say Erko Alai? So an Erechin, it doesn't make a difference whether he's worth a lot, he's worth a little. It's a Gzeres HaKasu. If I say, if there's a dead person and I say Erko Alai, then there's no din. He's Nishkin Zoch and Nishkin Akeva. If he's a May, so there's no din of Erechin. But he's alive, he's not dead. The man is Yaitzi Lahareg. He's alive, so if I say Erko Alai, so one would have.
It's
a fixed amount, so you should say that you have to pay. So the Mishnah has a Chiddush in the first Perek in Erechin that you don't pay. Why not? It's a pasuk. The pasuk at the very end of Chumash Vayikra, we have a Chumash here. At the very end of Chumash Vayikra, there is a pasuk, Kol Cheir Mashiach Ramin HaAdam, Lo Yipadeh Mos Yumas. Ashver Pasuk Kol Cheirim at the very end of Bechukosai. Pasuk Chav Tes Bechukosai ends with Pasuk Lamed Dalet. So this is the fifth pasuk from the end. Kol Cheirim Ashiyocham In HaAdam Lo Yipade Mos Yumas. What's the pshat in the pasuk? So the Ramban has a whole sefer on this pasuk, the Mishpat Acherim. So the Ramban says that this pasuk means that if the Beis Din or the Melech decides to declare Acherim, that it's prohibited to do something, as the story is related in Tanakh, that Shaul HaMelech was waging war with the Plishtim, and he said no one's allowed to eat that day. And then David was one of Yohanan with his friend. So they were not aware of this chem, so they ate some food on that day. Then later on, there was a discussion. There was a discussion that they should give them the Yohanan Shmisa. What, there's an Yohanan Shmisa for eating honey on a tainis? If you break a tainis, you chayv misa. So the answer is no. If you break a tainus, you're not chayv misa. But if the government, if the melech, or if the Rosh HaSanhedrin made a prohibition and they incorporated into the iser that whoever violates this is chayv misa, so I would have said that, what do you mean? You can't invent your own chayv misa? How can you make a chayv misa? How are you murdering the man? So that's learned out from this pasuk, that you have a right to do it. Achem HaShiyachem in HaAdam Lo Yipadeh, we will not accept any pinyon nefesh. He can pay all he wants to get off the hook. Most yumas, we have the right to give him the Yonish Misa if it's a cherem that was nesa mitam ha-malchus or mitam ha-bez. So the Rabban claims both in his Birah Chumash and in the long arichas that he has in the Mishpat Acherem, it's a long kuntris, he says that that's the Pshutu Shal Mikra. Okay, that may be the Pshutu Shal Mikra, but the Gemara in the first perik in Erechin has a drasha on the pasuk. Maybe it's not Pshutu Shal Mikra, it's a drasha. So the Gemara understands on this pasuk an additional level of interpretation. Maybe the Pshuto is the way the Ramban said, but another drasha refers to the din of Erchin. That if I say Erko alai on a person who's Yaitse Lehareg, so the din should have been that I have to pay that amount of money, whether it's a Zachar and a Kebuk, even though he's worthless, and if I would have said Dom of alai, there would be nothing to pay. But here it's a fixed amount, it doesn't make a difference. So that's a Xeris HaKasav, that you don't pay anything. Lo yipada, you don't have to pay a penny. What's about lo yipada means you don't have to pay a penny. Yeah, what does it got to do with paying?
Yeah.
Redeeming is not the same. According to the Pshuta Shal Mikra, that the Ramban says that it means if the Beis Din or the Melech declared a cherem, a prohibition, not to eat a tonis. So then lo yipada, we don't let you redeem yourself. You can give, you can donate $1 million to charity. If we want, we're going to kill you. Most humans, the Bezen or the Melech, have a right to make such a cherem with an Einish Misa. You shouldn't say that it's an Isser Itzicha, they have a right to. But according to this additional level of interpretation, Zera Shvera Taich in the Pasuk, Lo Yipada. How do you Taich Lo Yipada? You don't have to pay the Erchen. What does it got to do with paying the Erchen? It's a Stak Shver. So the Mabit has a comment on this. The Mabit was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. He also lived in Tzfas in the same time, 1550s. So he wrote a chibra, they both wrote on the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't give you any mar mekaymus. The Rambam just gives you the psalm and he doesn't say where it comes from. So the Kesef Mishnah gives you all the mar mekaymus. This is a Pasuk, and this is a Mishnah, and this is a Yerushalmi, and this is a Tesefta, and this is a Sifra. And he asks, how can the Rambam is against the Gemara? Again, eh? So you have the Kesef Mishnah as a whole discussion. And the Kesef Mishnah has been accepted, and it's printed on the side of the Rambam. 99% of the time he hits the nail on the head. He gives you the good marmok. Once in a while there's a Kesef Mishnah that has not been accepted. He gave the wrong marmok. He gives the wrong gedreita marmok, and it's really some other source. The Mabit was a contemporary, so he also wrote a sefer. But for some reason or another, it was not as good
also
as the Kesef
Mishnah.
Yeah, it's called the Kiriya Sefer. It's printed separately, Kiriya Sefer. And they print it in the back of the fancy Rambams. So the Kiriya Sefer has a running commentary on the whole Rambam to try to give Mar Mekaymus. And very often he gives very original Mechudish Dike Mar Mekaymus and interpretations in Rambam. So he comes up with this whole original notion in order to explain this drasha, in order to explain several other halachas. He claims when a person says Erko Alai, Erki Alai, Erki Alai, let's first go Erki Alai is easier. When a person says Erki Alai, what it means is that he's magdish himself. And the halacha says that he has to be paid to himself away. So he says that when you pay the amount, the schum hakatzuv in a chumish, that's an act of pidyon. But if I say erko alai, ain't on the magdish dovish ain't a shaloi. So how can I be magdish you? I'm magdish you, and then I'm paid to you. So he writes, I can't be magdish you that you should be hegdish that you can't function. That I can't do. But as far as I'm concerned, I can be magdish you that as far as I'm concerned, you are hegdish and I have an obligation to be paid to you.
Because I did it to you.
You're only hegdish with respect to my obligation to be paid to you, man. Hegdish. No. But this is his chiddush, and he explains very big chiddush, and he explains a lot of dinim with this. This is the way traditionally. This is the way the Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a Shilta Gibarim, who also says like this. The Shilta Gibarim, the first parak in Avodah Zarah, has like this. In order to farem for a different kasha, there's a Mishnah in Beitza on Daf Lamed Vav, and the Mishnah says that on Shabbos and on Yontif there's Gzera Derabbanan of Ei Magdish and Ei Marichin, that you're not allowed to be Magdish anything on Shabbos and Yontif. Why? It's Gzera Shema Yichtov, part of the Gzera of Mecha Chamemka, Gzera Shema Yichtov. So the Rishonim are all bothered with a problem. We do it all the time. A person gets a Mishaberach, and he says, Babu Shanada, and he pledges an amount of money to the shul. So how can you, but it's binding. So how can you accept such a, unless you say, Bli Neder. But how can you say, Babu Shanada, how can you take a Neder? Isn't that a violation of Eimagdishin? Make an appeal. So how can you make an appeal and pledge? And people pledge amounts to Tzedakah. Isn't that a violation of Eimagdishin? So the Rishonim matzach on this problem. So the Ran quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Hananel. That's one of the early Rishonim. The Ran quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Hananel that the prohibition of a magdishin only applies if there's a specific object, a magdishin object. So that looks like Mecha Chamemka, like if I sell a particular object. But if I pledge, I accept upon myself an amount of money. I pledge to give $100 and the other one pledges to give $1,000. So there is no object, tangible object, that you're going to say that's like a chamekah chamemkar. So that's not a violation of eimagdish. Hazayz up there, Rabbeinu Hananel. So the Ran says pilei ploim. How can he say such a thing? The Mishnah says b'nishim achas eimagdish and eimarichin. You're not allowed to be magdish. So we'll say it goes magdish zayin a behemah, magdish zayin a building. I own a building and I donate it to hegdish. I'm magdish an object. So that's like mekah chamemkar. But what about eimarichin? Eimarichin is just harei alai. I accept upon myself to give an amount of money. So don't you see me foolish from the Mishnah, Magdishim, Eimarichin, that even to pledge in a Schumamen is also a violation of this Mishnah of Eimagdishim. So the Ram blives by Kashi. He says the Rabbeinu Hananel is wrong. So Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes the Shilta Giborim and the first parak in Avodah Zarah, who's coming to solve a different problem, but he solved this as well. So he says the answer is, and the Shilta Giborim writes like the Mabit, that when a person is marich, he says, erki alai, erko alai, that's not a pledge to donate an amount of money to the Beis HaMikdash. He's really magdish his body. Or if I say, erko alai, I'm magdish the other person. And then I have an obligation, I'm magdish it, I'm magdish myself, I'm magdish the other one with respect to the obligation to be paid myself out. With respect to be paid the other person out. A very big chiddush. That's how he touches up the din, the nature of the din deraisa of erchen. Okay, so if he's right, the Pashto is not right. If he's right, then we understand a little better the Drosha's Chacham. It's a very shveri Drosha. So the Tanoim understood from this pasuk, Kolchem Ashiyachem and Adam lo yipode mos yumos, that if Kolchem Ashiyachem means if I say Erko alai or Erki alai, and the person about whom I'm saying Erko alai is one who is Nigmadin or Lemisa, so then Halacha says that not only is there no domim because he's pashut not shava limka bashuk anything, nobody's going to pay a penny for him, there isn't any din of erchen either, because he's considered like a gavra ktila. Mishandigma dina lemisa is considered like a mace. Mos yumas is considered like a gavra ktila. Where do we have such a concept, gavra ktila? We have it in Mishnais and other places. Let's say I go and I murder somebody. Somebody was Mahal Shabbos, and I'm so infuriated, I run and I murder him right away. So the din is that I'm Chayiv Misa. Just because he's Chayiv, just because he was Mechal Shabbos Chayiv Misa, it says the Pasuk says later in Masay, you're not allowed to kill the murderer until you make a Gmar Din. Kaidim Gmar Din, you have no right to kill him. after the Gemar Din, let's say after the Gemar Din, it's Nigmar Din Alamisa, that Bezna is going to give him an Einish of Sayyid. Ritzach gets Sayyid. Or let's say Mechal Shabbos gets Skila, or someone else gets Sreifa, whatever. And then I don't wait till the Bezna gives him the Skila, the Sreifa, Her Gechenik. I go with a gun and I shoot him to death. So then the Mishnah says that I'm Pata from Mis. I didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Mises Bezin. I killed him because I hate him. I didn't kill him in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Mises Bezin. If I wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of Mises Bezin, I would have given the proper Mises. Gila Sveif Erkhani. I happen to dislike this person, but I know that if I'll murder him, they'll put me in prison. They'll give me an Einish Mises. I wait till the Bezin makes a Gemar Din, and then I go and I kill him. So the Mishnah says, he's a Gavrik Tila. A Misha Nigmar Din Ala Misa has the status of a gabrik tila, and if he killed, we treat him as if he's dead already, and if you kill a person, he's dead, so you're not chayv misa. So vos haisti, what do you mean he's considered a gabrik tila? And he doesn't have to like tefillin anymore. Let's say, nigma dina le misa, for some good to mice and time, whatever he did, but he's a religious Jew. Let's say he Chal Shabbos, or Baal HaShishish, whatever, but he's a religious man. So the question is, does he have to like tefillin? So the Gemara says, for sure he has to like tefillin. Vos vashayli, he's still alive. Gabrik Tila is not for Kol HaTar Kula. Or for example, the Gemara says, if somebody's Mizana with an Eshesish, and the woman is dead already, a dead body. So that's not called Boal Eshesish. If it's a dead body, there's no Boal Eshesish. So what if there's a woman who's an Eshesish, and it's Nigma Dina Lemisa for some reason or another, and I'm Mizana with the Eshesish? The Gemara says, for sure, I'm Chayv Misa. You don't say it's a Mishamish Mesa. Barayas that you put. No, Gavrik Tila is only going to get to very, very limited halachas. When you get to the one halacha, Kolchem Shach Meran, lo you put the most humans that there's no din of Erechin, and when you get to the halacha that Horig Nefesh is not Chai Misa, and Nocha Nafkamina, another one or two Nafkamina, is not too many more Nafkaminas. Avelbel is Alevechik has in his Sefer on the Rambam an essay where he collects the Nafkaminas Ludini. He hasn't gone to, I think, three or four Nafkaminas, and that's all. And he shows from the Gemara that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Beferish that this concept of Gavrik Tila is not for Kol HaTar Kula, he's a Gavrik Tila. Only when you get to this din. And Moshe, there's a din, a Trefa, is also considered, an Adam, who is a Trefa, is also considered a Gavrik Tila. With respect to this din, that if I hargas a Trefa, if I murder a Trefa, I'm not Chayv Misa, because he's considered a Gavrik Tila. But the person who's a Trefa can live for quite a few months. He's going to die within 12 months. He lives for a few months. And he's chayv in all the mitzvahs, even though he's a gavrik tila. You don't say that he's a mason chavshim, he's potam in our mitzvahs. And if someone is mezane with the treifa, you don't say he's mishamish with a mace. He's always a gavrik tila, he's only going to get to that
what
one.
What if a shore killed? My ox.
Sure, yeah, the Gemara says you don't pay. Kaifa in the shore is not chayv mis. Right, kemisa abanam, kach mis ashan. Right, just like if an adam would kill a treifa. You would say Gavrik Tila, so the Gemara said Beferish and Baruch Hamid, that the Shoshar...
Time for a person like a Geisus, you're moving, you're shorten his life of any sort, and you're over on something.
Right, a Geisus is not a Gavrik Tila. It's a Pela Digazach. A Trefa is going to die. It's a Pela. Trefa is going to die within 12 months. He's a Gavrik Tila, and the Geisus is going to die auto at any moment. He's not a Gavrik Tila. So you got to have a good definition. What's a Trefa and what's a Geisus? One would have thought Fakir that Geisus is more of a Gavrik Tila. The Halacha says not
maybe,
so.
Maybe it can be healed. Geisus is not definitely, it's not 100%.
Treif also maybe you'll heal him.
Yeah.
You can heal the Treif also. Why not? So the
organ.
So the Shaila is that Halacha, that Gzeres HaKosuv, that Misha Nigma Dino Lemisa is considered a Gavrik Tila with respect to several Halachas. That a hargo and a neragolov, and you don't have to pay erechin. Does that only apply if it's nigma dina bebezin shel Yisrael? What would be the din if it would be nigma dina bebezin shel akum? What says bebezin shel akum?
It's not considered.
The marshal there are seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. That all the boy oilam amuzah not to violate the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that by the b'nei noyach, whenever they violate any one of the seven mitzvahs, azarasam. Zui misasam, whatever aver they violate is an einish misa. By us, we have rules and regulations. This is skila, this is sreif, and that's herig, and that's chenik, and that's malkas, and that's nothing. If you talk lashon hara, you're going to burn in Gehenim. But by olam hazeh, the bezin doesn't give any einish. And if you eat treifas, so you do malacha on yontif, then they better give you malkas. And if you do malacha on Shabbos, they give you misa. And sometimes they give skilons, other Abeir Sreifa, and other Abeir Heh. By Bnei Nerach, you don't have chiluki onshin. It's one einish, any Abeir is Sayif. It's Azarasim Zuyim Sosim is Misa, and it's only one form of Misa Sayif. We make everything, we simplify everything. So what about this concept? There's the Bezna Shal Nochrim, and they caught somebody who was Baal Eishesish. They caught a Ganef. And the judge has a sitting, and they determine that the man is chay misa because he's a ganef, and they didn't have the opportunity to kill him yet. So if somebody kills him, you're going to say he's a gaber ketila because the judge already declared that he's chay misa. So mishandig madina bebezin shalakum has the status of a gaber ketila or not? No. What's the halacha? So the Rambam in Hilchas Erechin, when he quotes this pasuk at the end of Chukosai, and he quotes that mishnah in Erechin, the first parak. That Mishan Digma Dina Lemisa is a Gabrik Tilo. So the Raman writes, he adds on one word, Mishan Digma Dina Bebezin Shal Yisrael. So what does that mean? So the Pashup Shat is that this Chidush Shakra, this Gzeris Akasul, Kolchem Shochem, Lo Yipod and Mos Yumos, that is Mishan Digma Dina is considered a Gabrik Tilo. When it gets to Horgway and Neragog, when it gets to Erchen, is only if it's a Bezin Shal Yisrael. Bezin Shal Akum, the Raman intuitively understood that it doesn't apply. So because the Mishnah writes on the side of that Rambam, what's the mocker? So he asked me, what's the mocker? Asvara. So he says, it's this Gemara. Where is this Gemara? Our Gemara is not a halachic discussion. Our Gemara is a sociological research. Do you think?
Can you bribe him or not?
What percent? What likelihood is that they're going to fear Dorach the Einish or not? This is not a halachic topic. This is a boring Gemara. Yeshiva Bachem would be interested in this Gemara. Ach, I'm umdena this way. The whole thing is umdena is here. There's no halacha over here. So what are the Kesem Mishnah Shelts to our Gemara? He says it's based on our Gemara. Which Lashon again? The first,
The first Lashon was that the Bezin Shal Goyim is more dead.
He doesn't want that, he wants the second Lashon. Lashon Bezin Shal Lav Gicham, Bezin Shal Yisrael. He's more dead. Bezin Shal Yisrael is more dead.
Yeah.
So he says we pass him like the second Lashon. That's the Kabbalah for the Gaonim. Whenever you have two Lashonis and the Gemara, he pass him like the second Lashon. That's where you have the letter Ches. And the last line on the Amr, Amr Av Ika Diyami, Amr Av Yosef, Lashon Oela, so they have the letter Ches. So that's how the Raman paskins. And what was the second Lashon? That the Bezin Shal Yisrael, he's more dead. Then the Bezin Shal Akum. Bezin Shal Akum is not called Nigmadina. So the Mishnah La Melech is Masik and the Kesef Mishnah. Was it that Zugishtel Tagamar has nothing to do? Here the Gemara is talking about umdinis. What likelihood is there that he's going to survive? That he's going to die? But the Gemara never said that a Gemardin the Bezin Shal Akum is or is not called a Gemardin. It's the Gemara on our whole sugya didn't say one word about the halacha of Gabrik Tila. Gabrik Tila is in different mesichtas, in Sanhedrin and in Erech and in other places. It's not over here. We're not discussing Gabrik Tila. It's a psychological, a sociological discussion in the Gemara. So that's why the Mishlam Melech Tainis that this is no mocker. The Rambam holds me to a swara like that, that the Bezin Shal Akum is not called the Gabrik Tila. Based on this discussion in the Rambam, there's a further discussion in the Chacham Tzvi in a later Achem that runs as follows. It's in Yerideya. In Yerideya they have the following discussion. How often do we come upon Isuri Hanor? Isuri Achila, you have a lot. Nevela, Treifa, non-kosher food. You go to the supermarket, say half of the products are kosher, half of the products are non-kosher. How often do you come upon Isuri Hanor? Chomets B'Pesach is Isuri. And Basta B'Chola. Okay. Kloya Kerem, Avod Izar. Okay. How often have we come upon a Shor HaNiskal?
Not recently.
So what's a Shor HaNiskal is also Ba'anor. A Shor HaNiskal is also Ba'anor. What's called a Shor HaNiskal? There are two kinds of Shor HaNiskal. A Shor Shaharig HaSa'odim is the original Shor HaNiskal. And then the Gemara and the Mishnayis have a Chiddush that a Shor HaNirva. A Shor HaNirva, Rav Nirva is also Ba'anor. Also Asabano. So how often have we come upon we don't have any Sharan Niskal Bismanazes? So that problem we've solved.
No. If the Bezin.
Because you'd have no Bezin. So the Bach has a whole discussion, and the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva, and the Pischei Tshuva in Yerideya has a whole Mar Mekoymus about this. Why? After all, the Bnei Noach also have dinim. And by the Bnei Noach, you don't need a Bezen of Smuchim. What the Goyim need a Bezen of Smuchim. How many judges do they have to have? So the Gemara says, Eid Echod V'dayin Echod. One witness is enough, and one judge is enough. And there's no Allah Ein Eid Nasid Dayin, there's only by our courts, there's Allah Ein Eid Nasid Dayin. But Zay, the Eid Echod can be the Dayin Echod. Who Eid, who are Dayin, who are Machiach, the same person. So you have the Nachri. So if there's a Nachri who sees that a Shor Horagas Adam, you don't need Hasroa to make the Shor also Banor. You don't need any Hasroa on the Shor. So let's say the Nachri knows that this Shor was Horagas Adam. Or the Nochri knows that he was Raveya the Shor, or he knows that this Shor was Raveya another person, a Shor on Nirvar, a Raveya the Nirvar. And then they decided to kill the Shor. So that should be like Shachta Lachash and Nigma Dinoi. What do you need? The judge has to bang down the gavel and say, with the power vested in me as the representative of the court system of the United States of America, hereby declare that Yechai Misa. What does he have to make an official declaration? If he's the aide, he saw it himself. Either he participated in the Raveya. Oh, he saw the Shor kill someone, he saw the Shor participate in Mishka Behema with another human being. And he sees what happened, so this is Shani Gemar Din. So if this is from the they're making a lot of assumptions here. They're saying that from the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, Mishka Behema is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But is this also one of the, and Azarasim Zulim Misasim fine. So the Nochri, his Bala Behema is Chayv Misa. So the Bnei Noach also have the din, the Gamas, the Sokoli Sokol Ashor. They have the din Sokoli Sokol Ashor, but except by them, instead of Skila, it's going to be Sayef. That's also the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, that you have to kill the Shor Araveya, to kill the Shor Shahar Gesadim.
I don't know what the Koloyin Shachar, the reason that the Nirvah, the Shor gets...
Takala, the Kala, yeah.
Only because of shouldn't be ashamed for the person who did it.
Why do you say it's also Banor?
If the Shor is Nigma Dino Lemisa, then it's also Banor. Oh, so the Shaila by us, we have a din, Kemis Sabana Kachmis HaShor. So in order to make a Shor also Banor, you need a Bezn of 23 Smuchim, just like to give Yisrael Misa, you need 23 Dayanim Smuchim. So to give a Shor Shal Yisrael Misa, you need 23 Smuchim Dayanim. So we don't have any Smicha Bezman as this, so we don't have any Shor on this call. But the Bach and the Chacham Tzvi and a group of Achronim want to say that by Bnei Noach, Takazarasim Zui Misosam, so you can give them an Einish Miso for violation of any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and can Misa Balan Kach Misa Shor. So to give the Shor Miso, you also don't need a Bezan 23 Smuchim. All you need is Echod. So the same, if one Nochri knows that this Shor participated in Revia, or this Shor participated in, did an act of Ritzicha, so I should say that that's called Lacha Gmardin. You don't need you don't need an official declaration of a Gmardin. So those who want, so they want to ask it. They want to ask it that whenever I heard that this Shor was a Horeg or was an Irva, the Yidna are not allowed to eat flesh. The Goyim can eat the flesh because the Yisra HaNoah is not from their Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But since it's Nig, the Shor should have been Nigmadino. The Shor was Nigmadino Limiso. So even if you'll shech today, afterwards it'll be also banos. It's shech talach shenik mandina. You got to check in the slaughterhouses when you have ashgacha. You got to check to make sure that the shor was never a nirva hatamaisa. You have to check that the shor was never hargis adam. But what if you'll know? You go basura. But what if you'll know that there was a shor that did participate in revia, did participate? So some achrayim want to say that it's also. So the others say vas farleitz onis. There is no Gmar Din. The whole concept of a Chal Hashem Gmar Din is only the Bezen Shal Yisrael, the Bezen Shalak. What kind of Gmar Din? There is no concept like that. That's what it means, Eid Echod of a Dayan Echod. It's an informal thing, the whole Mises Bezen by them. There is no Mises Bezen. What do you mean, a Bezen Shal Echod? There is no Bezdin. Eid Echod of a Dayan Echod means you don't need a Gmar Din. That's the Shaila. The Rambam, the Pashtus is, has nothing to do with Agmar. The Pashtus is like the Mishnah Lamelech, that when the Rambam writes there in Hilchas Erechin that it has to be Nigma Dina Bebezen Shal Yisrael, that it should be considered Gavrik Tilo, that it's Ein Lo Erechin, that he's Kemeis, Chashuv Kemeis, and if he say Erko Allah, you don't have to pay a penny. That's a Svara the Rambam holds. It's not based on our Gemara. And the Pashtus of the Svara is that there's no Chal Hashem Gmar Din by Bezen Shalakum. So that's the pashtus, that the whole concept of shara niskal shouldn't apply either. What do you mean a bezin shalak meirecho v'dayin echad is considered automatically a gmar din? They don't have any concept of gmar din. That should have been the pashtus. But that's a machlokes achrenim. That's a machlokes achrenim.
Did you say that a Gentile is five? Anyone who should have mentioned when they know after he buy like these five each. Who is the obligation to give him the mitzvah? You say it's Sayyid. Is it a Jewish court or a Gentile court? What
a Gentile court.
A Gentile court.
Right?
If they give them, if they stone him instead of Sayyid, the Gentile court is Chayiv Misa for any correct judgment. I mean, what judgment?
They're not Chayiv Misa, but they did wrong. They gave him too great a punishment. They were only supposed to have given him the punishment of Sayyid. And instead they gave him worse. He was considered worse on Sayyid.
That was the head of the Bnei Shechem, that they didn't
so
have
this,
right?
Yeah.
Ramban HaChumash.
So this Gentile court has to abide by the quote-unquote Jewish laws of...
It's not the Jewish laws. The Gemara just records... Right, the Gemara records the tradition as to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon and Noach. We have a tradition that this was told to Adam and Noach. It's not that they're following what we tell them. This is supposed to be their tradition, that they have Sheva Mitzvahs, and that Azaras and Zui Misasam, and the Einish Mitzvahs should always be Sayyid.
The Mordechai says, like Martin, is the person that declares, Ich bin out of Hayyab, Ich bin out of Hosea. So if there is no declaration, why should it be like Martin?
So these Achrayim hold, if you have a Bezin of 23 Dayanim, so they have to discuss it. So somebody has to say, yeah, and they're going to have Pilpulim, Lakan or Lakan. So then someone has to say, what's the Maskanas Hadvar? So someone, or Bezna Shashloisha Dayanim, when you have a Dintar in the Imam, so someone has to say, Ish Plani Atachayiv, etc. But if it's only 8 Echad of a Dayan Echad, so.
No declaration.
You don't need a declaration. If he knows in his heart that the Shor is Chayiv Misa, so that's it. But this whole Vort is based on so many questionable premises. What, that the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Erech include that they have to give an Einish Misa to the Shor? No, they have to give an Einish Misa to the Raveya. Mishka Beimus from the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Erech that you kill the Raveya, not that you kill the Shor. The whole thing is so questionable, and even if it would be, there's a Chaloshem of Gemar Din. The Pashta says there is no Chaloshem of Gemar Din, that's Tachter Rambam. There is no Gemar Din. The whole thing is a Pella. The Pashta says that it's wrong. The Pashta says that there is no such concept by Bnei Noach. That the Shor should be Osaban, no? It's only if you have a Bezin Shor Yisod, made a Gemar Din. That's the Pashtus. So this whole Gemara just discusses this a question of Umdenis. To what extent do you assume
who's
Misha Nigmar Din of a Bezin Shor Yisod is going to get killed, not going to kill
them? And then the time too, sometimes. Sometimes times can change.
Yeah, yeah. So in each generation, you're going to have to make the umdina all over again. In each community, it could be one community, they're more choshed to take sheikha than another. You have to judge. There's only one shur in the Gemara, which Taisvis took as a halacha. There's a Taisvis in Sanhedrin that took this line as a halacha. Here, take a look here. In the middle of the Gemara, on Amid Beis, on Chof Ches Amid Beis, after it says Gemara, so about 7-8 lines later it says Mesvei.
Yeah. Kol Mokam.
So it says Kol Mokam Sheyamdu Shnayim. Whenever two witnesses will come, the Yomru, and they will testify Me'idim Manoes Ishploni. You see, like now in America, in South America, they're discovering Nazis who ran away, Nazi war criminals who ran away, and they're in hiding. So they give them an Einish, or they remove their citizenship, or nothing, whatever. Whatever they do. So the Mishnah has such a din. What if we chapa an individual and two witnesses testify this Cheverman, he was Nigmar Din of a Bezin Shalploni 10 years ago, and then he ran away, and the Bezin never gave him an Einish Misa. So the Mishnah says, if two witnesses come and testify that this man was a murderer, this man is Machal Shabbos, okay? So we start a whole case, and it'll take a couple of weeks, a couple of months, whatever, till we'll discuss whether he's Chayiv Misa or not Chayiv Misa. But if the two witnesses come and say, Pliny, this man was Nigmar Din already. He already had a Gmar Din Einish Misa. So there's nothing to tufel about. So then the Mishnah says, we give right away the Einish Misa.
Why do they have to say Pliny Eva? Why do they have to mention that they're aiding there?
I think the Gemara says why? To make sure there's a possibility of Hazama, I think. I don't remember. So the Gemara gives a Hazama, why I think. They have to say, Minabanus ish ploni, shenigma didn't bezna shal ploni, ploni ploni edav, hare ze ye hari. You give him an Einish Misa. So the Gemara quotes that Mishnah in order to ask a question, that if you say that once the Bezin Shal Yisrael makes a Gemar Din, we're not so convinced that we're going to give Misa because there's so many occasions of Hatzalah that somebody, one of the members of the Bezin may come up with a new Svara, why he's not Chayiv Misa, so he'll be off the hook. So how can you give an Einish Misa just because witnesses come and testify that it was Nigmar Din of the Bezin Shal, the Bezin? Maybe after the guy ran away from the Bezin, maybe one of the members of the Bezin
came
up with an Einfal Achidish Liftur. So how do you give an Einish Misa? So for the Gemara, by Reach Shaini. But since he ran away, so it's different. What does that mean? So Taisus in Sanhedrin, on this sugya, understood the Gemara, by Reach Shaini is a halacha. That all these in Yonim of Hatzolah, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Beis lists off Asorei Chilukim Shebei Mamonos Nefashos. It says Echad Dinei Mamonos VeEchad Dinei Nefashos BeDrisha VeHakira. They have this in common that the Edim have to have Drisha VeHakira by both by Mamonos and by Nefashos. However, Ma Bei Mamonos LeNefashos, what are the differences? And the Mishnah lists off a whole set of 10 differences. So one difference between Mamonos and Nefashos is that in Mamonos it's sufficient with a bezin of 3 dayanim, and nefashos, you need a bezin of 23. That's easy. But the other 9 differences between mammon and nefashos are not just arbitrary. The other 9 are based on the concept of the hitzila ho'edah. You have to go out of your way in order to ratav it. And the Gemara says that there are some cases of din and nefashos where you don't go out of your way, where there's no mitzvah of hatzolah, l'moshel shara niskal. Maces, the Gemara says maces, and meidiach possibly, right? And Shara Niskal, there's no inyan of Hatzolah there. So by Mesis and Shara Niskal, you do need a Bezin of 23, because it is Din and Nefashos, but there's no inyan of the Hitzilu Eidah, so all the other 9 Chilukim, the 9 differences between Mammonis and Nefashos, wouldn't apply to Mesis and wouldn't apply to Shara Niskal. So one of those 9 differences that's based on the principle of the Hitzilu Eidah is this, that Machzirin L'schus Ve'im Machzirin L'chayva. If the Bezin already made a Gemar Din, Lemisa, and one of the dayanim says, I think that maybe there's a svara to pata him. So you stop the whole procession and you call him back and you tilpel out, and you continue to discuss. Maybe the one dayan will convince the other 22 dayanim that he's pata. The dayan himself is not so convinced. He says, I think I have a habamina that maybe he's pata. So you stop everything. Why do you stop everything? It may turn out that he's wrong, and even if he's right, he may realize himself that he made a mistake. The diner thinks that he has a svara to pata. And even if he will be convinced that he's right, who says the other 22 are going to agree with him? And even if we'll have a couple of dayanim to agree, he may still have the majority, the overwhelming majority will still say his chayv misa. So that's all based on the hitzilu ho'edah. So Tosfos understood in the Gemara over here that bareach shaini is aloche. If a person runs away from Bezin and he doesn't want to let them, he doesn't allow them to give him the einish misa, so he forfeits his rights to the Hitzilu Ho'edah. He becomes like a Shara Niskal, like a Mesis and Mediach, that there's no din of the Hitzilu Ho'edah. You don't have the din of Machzir and Leschus, they Machzir and Lechoyva. These 9 Chilukim between Mammons and Nefashos only are all based on the Hitzilu Ho'edah. So just like by Shara Niskal they don't apply, and just like by Mesis they don't apply, so the Gemara says Bareach also they don't apply, because Bareach loses his Chus to Inyani Hatzolah. That's how Tosfos took this Gemara. Toisus around Daf Mem Hey or so on Sanhedrin, that the din of Machziran Leschus is based on the Hitzilu Eidah, and the Bareach forfeits the Schus. Pashtus in the Gemara, one could have learned differently. One could learn if the Bezin is sitting around, the 23 Dayanim are sitting around, and they decide that somebody's Chayv Misa, and then they're still sitting around, and they're taking the man to the Beis Haskilah. They're going to give him the Einish Bezin. So since they're still sitting around talking, so then maybe someone will come up with a reason why he's put. But let's say after the Bezin declares that he's Chayv Misa, he runs away, so the whole Bezin disbands. What are they going to sit and continue to discuss? So Pashup Shad Bareach Shaini is not a halachic principle that one who ran away forfeits all the schusim of Hatzolah. He runs away, so the Bezin says it becomes pandemonium. So the police run after him, and the FBI comes, and everybody running here and there. So the Bezin isn't thinking about anything. That's the Posh of Shat anymore. There is no possibility of somebody coming up, one of the Dayanim coming up with an idea liftur. If the guy runs away from the custody of the Bezin, So the whole court disbands. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. But Tosfos understood it differently.
Maybe he's admitting guilt, implicitly.
It doesn't even help if he admits guilt. The Pashta says it does not, because ain't a mesim atzmei roshim. It shouldn't help if he admits his guilt. The Pashta says it shouldn't help. There's a Mishnah in Makis, where there's a Shvere Rabbeinu Chananel. The Mishnah says in Makis, in the first paragraph of Daf Hei Amud Aleph, that there's an institution of Eidim Zaymimim. What's the Eidim Zaymimim? Two witnesses testify that Reuben Harges on Nefesh, and then another two witnesses say, what do you mean, Reuben Harges on Nefesh in New York on Sunday afternoon? You were in Hawaii. You weren't even in New York at that time. It's not Shaykh that you should testify. So the Torah says that we believe the second witness is against the first, and we give an Einish Misa of Asis Malach, Kashizamam, Lassus Lach. They attempted to give an Einish Misa to the Nidon by claiming that he was a murderer. So we give them the Einish Misa of Asis Malach, Kashizamam. So the Gemara says, Bemis, that's a Chiddush. Eidim Zemimim is a Chiddush. My cause is the Tzais Lahani. Tzais Lahani, why do you believe the second pair of witnesses? Maybe they're lying. Maybe the first ones are telling the truth. So the Gemara says, a Chiddush. So the Mishnah right, and the Mishnah says in Makkas on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Ein ha'edim nasim zayimim asher yazimu es atzmam. How do you translate the word? Ein ha'edim nasim zayimim asher yazimu es atzmam. So then the Mishnah says, Ketzad, what does it mean? So it says, if the second pair of witnesses say, I beg your pardon, we were there, and Reuben didn't kill Shimon, Levi killed Shimon. So that's hakrasha. That's not called hazama. Achi azima. Then it's trey. Then it's trey. So you don't give asis malakash hazama laslochet. But if it's yazimu es atzman, we say imanu hayisim amokam acher bosayom. You were with us in a different medina. You weren't even here. So then it's a din of einim zayim. So that's the way. 99% of the rishonim learn pshat in the mishnah. Ein reidim nasim zayimim. Achi yazimu es atzman. Until the second kat is mazim the gufam shal haedim harishonim. Achi yazimu. Akata Shniya and Akata Rishayna be Atzmusim on their bodies. They say, you bodies, you weren't even there on that day. The Rabbeinu Chananel printed on the side of the Vilna Shas there in Makkas Daf Hei Amud Aleph quotes a beer from the Goinim. The Rav Sadia Goinim, the Rav Hai Goinim, a few Goinim have a Pshat. That's not what it means. If the second Kat contradicts the first Kat testifies and the second Kat says, Imanu Hayisim, it is Trey. And there's no din of kasha zama. You don't believe the second cut. The only time you have a din of edim zaymimim is if the first cut admit their guilt. If they admit, yeah, after the second cut is mazim them and they say, well, you're lying. So they say, okay, you got us. We lied. We told a lie. So if they don't admit telling a lie, they don't get the einish misa. If they admit telling a lie, then we give them an einish misa. So Rabbeinu Chananel says he doesn't agree. No one agrees with this shita of the Yolos. You're not Bagloi. They already gave the Haggadah Seder. Now they're going to back out. We don't believe not L'Tayv and not L'Ra. It's totally irrelevant. You can't give a man Mises Bezin based on his admission. If he doesn't admit, then it's a Trey. You wouldn't get the Einish Misa. Only because he admits that he testified falsely, so you do give him the Einish Misa. Very shver. There are some Goyim who learn like that, but no one else learns like that. The Pashta says that it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Barech, it doesn't matter if he runs away now, that should be an admission of guilt. Even if he makes an often admission of guilt, it doesn't help. In the middle of the Gemara, the Gemara also is just psychological details, but the Gemara in the middle discusses a little bit of halacha that is nageya. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's going to take too much time. The Gemara has a din by heter agunis. If a woman is married, so she's not allowed to run around with anybody else. The husband dies, so she's not married anymore. So but what if we don't know whether the husband is dead or alive? So the woman is an aguna, she's stuck. Ogin, and Ogin is the anchor of the boat. So she's like tied down. She's aguna. She's anchored down to the spot. So she's neither here nor there. She has no husband, and she's not allowed to take another husband. So she's an aguna. Halohein te ageno. So pasuk in Megillas Ruth. So Rashi explains that the Ogin is the anchor of a boat. So the din is that if an Eid Echad comes and testifies that the husband is not alive, I know Bevada, the husband is not alive, no, so no. That's a Mishnah that Eid Echad is Bagloi. Shveridin, So Halacha Eid Echad is believed to say that Mezban. So then the Mishnah says, not only is the Eid Echad Naaman if he's a Yid, the Frum a Yid, what if he's a Goy? So do you even believe him if he's a Goy? So the Gemara says it depends. If he's Mesiach Lifi Tumoi, Hemuni Mehemni Lei. If the Nachri is telling us a story that he went to the, Rome and he saw the gladiator fight and it was so fascinating and there was a Jew there and they killed him and his name was so and so, and he's just telling a whole story. It's not that he comes to the wife and he says your husband was killed, right? He doesn't. The guy just telling a story. And B'Toich HaDvarim he tells us that Pliny is dead. So then that's called Mesiach Lifi Tumah. So then the halacha says that the Eid Echad is baglok. The Nachri is believed to say Meiz Baila, and the woman is allowed to remarry. What kind of a din is it? What kind of a din? Eid Echad is believed, Ben HaTorah should be Shnei Eidim. And how can you believe a Nachri is Mesiach Lifi Tumah? It's not Mesiach Lifi Tumah, you don't believe it. If he is Mesiach Lifi Tumah, do. The Pashtus is that it's only Medirabbana. It's not HaPela Digazach, how can it be Medirabbana? Ben HaTorah, the woman is an Eishes Ish. She's not allowed to remarry. Medirabbana, they make a kula. How can they have a kula? So it's a big problem that all the Gemara touches on a little bit and all the Rishonim discuss it. It's a big problem. So here the Gemara has a little bit of a comment on this. Just the last four lines on Chav Ches on the base. I ba kaimel on the kol mesech lefitum mehemune mehemni as a zanibak loib the nochrim I believed if they tell us that meis pliny in an instance of mesech lefitum and for the gemara hani meilu the milsa de lo shaychi ba if the nochri tells a story where he has no negiyah he tells me he went and he was fishing and he pulled out a dead body and lo and behold it was his next door neighbor, his Jewish next door neighbor, and he knew him for years and then he threw the body back in the river. so he's telling me a whole story. He doesn't come to tell the woman you're allowed to marry because your husband is dead. He tells he was going fishing, a whole story. But he hatnish ken shaykhis. Avel milsa de shaykhi bo, abdilach zuki shikraihu. But the Gemara says, what happens over here? The Gemara was talking like this. The beznashal nachrim gave a mishpat moves to a person. And they decided that it's chayv misa. And they said, we're going to electrocute him next week. Then comes next week, and they print in the newspapers that they gave him the death penalty. And they write it up in all the newspapers, first page, they give the electric chair. So then the Gemara says, that's not called the Mesiach Lefi Tumah, because that's in their interest. They're going to say, of course, we have a legal system, we have a system of justice, and we feared Durach what we said that we were going to do. We said we're going to give him the death penalty, and we did. Maybe the truth of the matter is that they took Sheikhat, and they let him run away, and they didn't kill anybody in the electric chair. So then the Gemara says, that's not called Mesiach Lefi Tumah. It could be that the whole thing is a plan over here, as the Gemara says, Abdi Lachzuki Shikrai. So that's the big problem, let's say, whenever there's a war. Whenever there's a war, and there are Jewish soldiers, and they don't come back, and you don't know whether they're alive or dead, and the wives are Agunas, you don't know, and then the War Department sends the woman a message that we know that your husband is dead. Of course they're going to say the husband is dead. If he's missing in action, so where is he? So go do something, go bring him back. So of course they're going to say he's dead and he's buried. And we're not mechuyif to go look at him. So that's what all the poskim discuss. To what extent can you rely on the War Department of the American government or any government like that? It's an egiyah. They have a stark and a gear to say that the man is dead. So maybe it's easier to pay the insurance policy than to keep on looking for the missing man.
So maybe the other way around, paying death benefits is supposed to prove someone is dead or not.
I don't know. So this is one of the considerations that the Poskim discussed. That if the government, if it'll be the government's responsibility to go find the man who's missing in action, they may want to be putter for no lazik, they'll pay $500,000, pay a couple of million dollars and say that he's dead in fact. So since... Also a problem. Sometimes it will be Mesiach Lefi Tumah, because they're just talking about this. They're not really talking about being mata the aguna, they're just talking about where's the missing man. So that's the question also, is that called Mesiach Lefi Tumah? Enachanan, enachanan.
Unless they bring the dog tag.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. The Poskim have long arichas about that. Uh-huh. When do you rely on the statements of the government? Okay. The next... Avdi, they will be in the practice of supporting a Dvar Sheker. because it's in their interest to say a lie, because they said we're going to give him the death penalty, and then they may have taken a bribe or someone, maybe he broke his way out of prison and they didn't give him the death penalty. They don't want people to know that their legal system take of kafaris. So they may be in the practice, abdi means to do an activity. They may be in the practice of lachzuke shikrai, of supporting their sheker, and vishing up in foreign vita, and making believe that everything happened the way it was supposed to have happened, and it's not true. Okay, that's enough. Let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah now discusses a topic which is very halacha l'maisa by us, comes up all the time. Let's say the husband, well, we don't have this, we have the next Mishnah. Let's say the husband and the wife are no longer living together and they want to get divorced. But the husband lives in Eretz Yisrael, the wife lives in America. So, and the get has to be delivered, the Nasan B'Yod, he has to give the get in her hand. So how's he going to give the get? So he's going to send a shliach. He goes to the airport and he sees someone is traveling anyway to America. So he says, oh, you're going to America, he gets a rabbi, and he makes him the shliach to deliver the get. So he'll be the shliach, he'll deliver the get. So, but we have a din, you have to say before anechtav, before anechtav. A get that's written in chutz l'aretz, you have to say before anechtav. So you can't just go to the airport and pick someone. So you have to have someone who was there, at the time of the ksivus haget. So the Mishnah is going to discuss. So the way we solve the problem here, the Mishnah has on chav tes and a beis. Maybe learn chav tes and beis, that's the one that's neget us. The Mishnah on the top, okay, we're going to get right away to chav tes and a beis. I maybe get from dinas ayam. The shliach is bringing a get from chutz l'aretz. Medina Sayyam is chutz l'aretz. From the perspective of the Mishnais were written in Eretz Yisrael. All the Tanoim, Rova Tanoim lived in Eretz Yisrael. So when they speak about chutz l'aretz, they call it Baiberik. Over there, Medina Sayyam. We are living in Medina Sayyam. So we call Eretz Yisrael Medina Sayyam. But from the perspective of the Tanoim who lived in Eretz Yisrael, we live in Baiberik. We live in Medina Sayyam. So the shliach is going to give the get. But then he doesn't feel well. He's chala, and he can't travel all the way from America, from New York to California. He doesn't feel well, so he wants to give shliach as a shliach. But how can the shliach give the get over to the shliach sheni? On the level of their eyes, it's fine. But on the level of the rabbanon, if it's required to say b'fon anechtam, b'fon anechtam, b'shas nesinas haget, so he's not, the shliach rishon is not giving the get to the isha. He's giving to the Shliach Sheni. The Shliach Sheni wasn't there at the time of the Ksiva. So you can't say before Anachta, before Anachta. So how are you going to solve that problem? So the Mishnah says it's okay. Oysa Shliach the Bezen. Let the Shliach Rishon appoint the Shliach Sheni in the presence of a Bezen. The Yom Alefneim, and at the time that he gives the get, when the Shliach Rishon gives the get to the Shliach Sheni, he says at that time, before Anachta, before Anachta. And then the Shliach Sheni, when he delivers the get to the Isha, this is all part of the Takanas Chaim. He doesn't have to say before Anechta, before Anechta. He just makes a declaration, Shliach Beznani. I was appointed as a Shliach, he's a Shliach. I'm the Shliach Sheni, and my Shlichus was taken care of in the presence of the Bezen, which means the Shliach Rishon already said before Anechta, before Anechta, at the time that he gave me the get, and the Bezen accepted his statement. Sure. So that's the solution that the Mishnah gives.
What's the tiddush that he should say? He'd be davish kar. He didn't say it. He didn't see it. He should say
no, that it works.
That it works.
Because one might have thought, incorrectly,
he doesn't say it.
One might have thought you require that the shliach who delivers the actual get to the isha has to say at the time of the nesinus I get to the yadu isha b'fan anechta b'fan anechta.
Why should he say that? He's not. He didn't say it.
That's what he can.
So if he can't say, so the get is no good.
That's the chiddush.
So the chiddush is that it is good. We are makel that the chachamim never required that b'fan anechta must be recited dafke at the time of giving the get. Say it before when the shliach rishon hands the get to the shliach sheni, is also good. That's part of the takan. So that's the Mishnah on the base. That's the way we do it all the time. So we do it all the time like that. The Mishnah on the Aleph goes when the get originated in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah assumed bizman atanoim. Bizman is that's not so. Bizman is that we always require b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. But bizman atanoim, I maybe get the Eretz Yisrael doesn't have to say b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. Yes, because they were Bikim and they were Edom and Tzim L'kaimo, both of the reasons didn't apply. So the Mishnah on Oman Aleph is talking about a maybe get married to soul is easier. You don't need Shliach Beznani, you don't have to have fun and Echtav, so it's easier. So what's Taka the Din? So the Mishnah says like this, the husband can't stand his wife, so he doesn't want to even give the get in her presence. He doesn't want to look at her, she doesn't want to look at him, whatever. So he gives the get to a Shliach, the Shliach should deliver the get to the wife. Shliach doesn't feel well, so he can't go. So the Shliach appoints a Shliach Sheni, and he doesn't have to say before an Echta, before an Echtam, and the Shliach Sheni doesn't have to say Shliach Beznani. He just says, I was appointed by the Shliach Rishon, and here's the get, and goodbye. That's all. So that's what the Mishnah says. So why does it say, Hamevi get v'chola, hareza mishalcha b'yarecha? What if he's not chola? What if he decided,
I don't want to get involved.
What do I have to give a get? Let me give it to someone else. Let someone else have the headache. Would the din be the same? Or would you say it's dafka chola? Why should it be dafka chola? So, on the level of the raisa, it makes a difference. It's a chola, it's an ish chola. Why should it make a difference? So the pashtas does make a difference. The Gemara says, Amar afkane chola tanan. The din, it says in the Mishnah chola, so the din only applies if chola. Otherwise only if the first shliach is sick. Otherwise he can't make a second shliach. Why should there be a can't make a second shliach? It can't be a halacha. It can't be a halacha. It must be it's a halacha, but the halacha must be based on an umdine, that some kind of kpeda. That the baal is probably makpid that he doesn't, even though the chumish says shaliach is a shliach. We darshan from the pasuk. The shilach v'shilcha shashliach is a shliach. That's our tesis right over here. The second tesis from the top. Tesis is quoting the Gemara in the middle of the whole topic. The Tanoim have different opinions. We're going to read soon about this. When can the Shliach Rishon hand over the get to the Shliach Sheni? So Taisa says, "Oh, the Darshin and the Kiddushin Memal B'Shilcha Shilcha Malam Shashliach Is a Shliach." That's the Halacha. The Halacha says Shliach Is a Shliach. But if there's a Kpeda the Baal, then not. Let's say the Baal gives a Shliach the get, and he says, "I only want you to give the get on a weekday, on a Monday through Friday, not on a Sunday." He says, I only insist you have to give the get on a Wednesday night. If you give it any other time, it's no good. I only want you should give the get in private, not in public. I only want you should give the get in Los Angeles. If my wife is not in Los Angeles, shouldn't give it a get. Whatever crazy kpeda the Baal has, so he's only making him a shliach for that. And if the shliach is going to be mishane, so you don't apply shliach shishina b'shlichus if he's mishane, so you don't say shluch shalom kemoisa. Whatever kpeda the Baal has means that he's restricting the minoy shlichus. So that's what Taisus explains. The whole topic that's being discussed here is taka din, it's a din, but it's a din based on a psychological lundene that there may or may not be a kpeda de baal. So what is this story? So the Gemara has a whole discussion here. That from the Mishnah it would appear that it's only chola or some other rainus. Chola lav davke. Let's say his wife is sick, his children are sick, and he has to run to the hospital. So it doesn't have to be, he should be chola. He has a problem in his business and he can't take off. Whenever there's some obvious oinus. So the Mishnah seems to say that the only time the Shliach Rishon is allowed to appoint a Shliach Sheni is if there's an oinus. But otherwise not. So the Gemara wants to know what's the case. So the Gemara goes through the whole discussion. It's really irrelevant. So the Gemara is working on a topic of umdinus. It's also going to depend on every generation. What's the umdine? Who is the person? So the Gemara works through. The Gemara walks through this topic of umdinus. But then the Gemara has the shliach, oisa shliach. That's a pasuk. The shilach v'shilcha malam shashliach, oisa shliach. That's a din we learn out from the pasuk. So the Mishnah is recording the din that sometimes we allow a shliach rishon to appoint a shliach sheni. Freg di gemara uriminu, but the yes kakashe. There's a Mishnah later on samach vav. What does it say in the Mishnah? Let's take a look. The last line on samach vav and aleph, going over to samach vav and beis, and the gemara quotes the whole Mishnah and they discuss it. The Mishnah has the following. Omar Lishnayim, that's the last line on Samach Vav Amir Aleph. Omar Lishnayim, the husband tells two people, to new get Lishti. Please give a get to my wife. He didn't say kiss Vutanu. Kiss Vutanu sounds like he's telling a kpeda, I want you to write the get yourself. He didn't say kiss, but he said Tanu. Or if he says Lishlosha, he tells three people, Kisvu to get Lishti. So then he's, even though perhaps it looks like it's a Bezin, there are three people, and usually a Bezin has other people take care of things. They pass on responsibility to others. But over here he said explicitly, Kisvu get, they pass on responsibility to others. But over here he said explicitly, Kisvu get, Batunu Lishti. So then the Mishnah says, Harela Yichtava Vietnam. They have to write to get themselves, and they can't ask anybody else to write it. In the first case, the reason why, because it was Amal Lishnai, he only told two people, so it's not even a Bezin. So there's no Havamina to think that they have the right to ask someone else to do it. And in the second half of the Mishnah, Amal Lishloisha, it is a Bezin, but he used the Loshin Kisvu to know. He requested of them explicitly, there's a Kpeda. He requested explicitly, I want you should sign it. You should write the get, you should sign it. So then Harelo Yichtav Yitna. What if he's Amal Lishloisha? What if the husband tells three people, Tenu get liishti. He doesn't say kisvu utenu get liishti. That's on the top of Samach Vav Amud Beis. On the second line of Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, in the middle of the Mishnah. If Omar Lishloisha, if the husband tells the bezna of three people, Tenu get liishti, so the umdine should be, since it's Omar Lishloisha, so it's like Asom Bezn, and a bezna usually doesn't do things themselves, they ask other people to do on their behalf, because they're, yeah. So that, and he never said kisvu tenu. So he never said ekpeid. I want that you bedavka should sign the get. So then the Tanakama holds in the Mishnah, hare elu yomru lacherem v'yichtavu. He has. They don't have to write the get themselves. Why? If in the first case when he said kisvu, then he insisted I want you to write. You should sign the get yourself. But in the second case, amar l'shloisha tenu get lishti. Didn't say kisvu. Just said tenu get lishti. So it's like it's considered, it looks as if he appointed them as a bezin, and since they're like a bezin, they can ask someone else to write the get and sign the get.
What is the maybe a thing with Shiva? Only to just the giving of the
it's not even it's not even necessary that they should be the Eidei Mesira. They should see to it that Eidim will be present, they can supervise it, they can relegate the responsibility, they can give it to
what
someone else.
The beginning of the Mishnah, Amar Lishnai, Tenu get lishti, it's included with the three, but they have to add it to the right? That's part of the first part of the Mishnah.
Yeah, if Amar Lishnai,
Amar Lishnai is not Bezin.
Shnai is not a Bezin. So if he says Amar Lishnai is not a Bezin.
He didn't say write it, he just knew.
He doesn't have to. The only time it's understood that the people I speak to have the right to ask other people to take care of it is when it's a Bezin of three. So Bezin, it's understood they're going to pass on. Right, so if it's Amar Lishnai, there are only two Rabbonim, two people here. So you can't say, it's like I'm talking to a Bezin. So if I ask you, please take care of the get for my wife, it means that you should take care. It means that, it doesn't mean that you should ask them. So they have to sign it themselves. That's a discussion in the Gemara. Whether they write it means write the text to the get, they write it means to sign it. The Gemara has a whole discussion here on Samach Vav. That's a further discussion, complicated. But we're going to leave that out now. So again, the Mishnah has, if he's on, the only time, the question is over here, the husband asks a group of people that they should write a get for him, when do they have the right? Shliach is a shliach, that's what we're talking about. The husband made a shliach to write the get. Can that shliach appoint another shliach to write the get? Our daf, we're talking on chav test, shliach is a shliach by the mesiras haget. The husband made a shliach for the mesiras haget. The get was written again. The get was written. And the husband gives the get to the shliach rishon. When does the shliach rishon have a right to say shliach is a shliach? When does he have a right to appoint someone else as a shliach? So the Mishnah says, cholo. If he's not sick, there's an umdana, probably the husband wanted him. See, that's our practice. Whenever the husband appoints a shliach to deliver the get to his wife, he says explicitly, I appoint you as a shliach to give the get to my wife, or if you want to, you have the right to appoint another shliach, and that shliach has the right to appoint another shliach, afilu ad mea shluchim. Even if it's going to be shliach, it's a shliach, it's a shliach, even up until 100 shluchim, more than that, it's going to be very complicated. Even up to 100 shluchim, that's what we say, in order to remove all the kpeda debar. That it should be clear that there's no kpeda debar. But in the days of the Tanoim, they're talking, he didn't say such an explicit declaration. He just says, I appoint you as a shliach to deliver the get. So the Mishnah assumes that there may be a kpeda debar. He wouldn't want the shliach to give the get to another shliach. Unless he's cholo, unless he's an oinus, comes up, so then it's understood, move a me'elov, that there's no kpeda debar. So what do you see from our Mishnah? That whenever there's no kpeda debal, it's muva me'elav that shliach, or he's a shliach, even though the shliach rishon is nishkem bezin, he's a yochid, he's a mamash a yochid, he's only one person. Then ureminu, you look in the Mishnah on Samach Vav, shtein, also shliach, or he's a shliach, it says the only time the shliach rishon can make a shliach sheni for the ksivas haget is if you have three. If you only have one or two, then for sure not. Even though he didn't say kisvu tunu, just said tunu get lishti. And even if you have three, Vasom Bezdin, if he says Kisvu, that's like a Kpeda Sabal, I want Dafke, you should write it. But if it's a Bezdin of three and he didn't say Kisvu, he just said Tanu, then Shliach is a Shliach. And that's what the Tanakhama says, Divrei Reb Meir. How does it say? Divrei Reb Meir, that's what Reb Meir says. Vizu Haloch, and who says that it's correct? Where did Reb Meir get it from? Vizu Haloch, Ehele Reb Chanina Ish Ono, that's on the top of Samach Rav and the base. And this psak of Reb Meir stems from Reb Chanina from the city Ish Ono, from the city Ono, and he got it from the prison, the base of Asurim. What do you mean from the prison? So Rashi says from Rabbi Akiva, who was in prison at that time. The Romans put him in prison till they tortured him to death, till they killed him. So Rabbi Chanina used to, the Mishnah, how does Rashi know? Because the Mishnah Yevamah says like that. Other Mishnah is and they used to pass by, make believe that they're merchants and sell baskets, and they used to whisper and learning through the window of the prison. So they would come back to the other Tanaim and tell him, the Mesiris Nefesh, tell him the psakim that Rabbi Akiva said from the prison. So this psak of Rabbi Meir, that Shliach, Oysa Shliach, by the Ksivas Aget, is only allowed if it's a Bezn, if the original Shliach was the Bezn of Shloisha, and there was not Kpedas Abal, the husband never said Kisvu Tanu, this psak comes from Rabbi Akiva, who was in prison. Rabbi Chanina Yishona said it over, and Rabbi Meir got it from him. And what did he say? What's the Losha? Mekubal Ani, I heard from Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chanina Yishona says, I have a tradition from Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't say Kisvu Tanu. If he says Kisvu, then there's a Kpeda, the Dafka, they should sign themselves. But if he only says Tanu, there's no Kpeda. So since there's a Bezna of Shloisha, Sheyom Ulacherim, the Yichtavu, the Shliach, the Shliach is acceptable. Why? Mipnesha Son Bezn. Since it's a Bezn, so then you say Shliach, the Shliach. But a Yochid, you wouldn't say Shliach, the Shliach. Then the Mishnah continues. Amar Rab Yaisi, and Rab Yaisi says that when the Shliach, when Rabbi Chanina came and gave the message from Rabbi Akiva, who was in prison, and he told him, Mekubal Ani, I have a tradition from Rabbi Akiva that's the din, and so Rabbi Yaisi said, Mekubal Umekubal Emanachno, that's not the din. We have an under Kabbalah, we disagree with you that you're wrong. That's what he says, Numeinu Lishaliach Omarnu means. And we told the Shliach, we hit him over the head right away, Afanu Mekubalim, we have a tradition that you are wrong. Shafilo Amal, a Bezna Gadol Shabi Rishalayim Tanu. Even if he tells the Bezna of 71, not only a Bezna of 3, even if he tells the Bezna Gadol of 71 Tanu, he didn't say Kisvu, he says Tanu. If he says Kisvu Tanu, it's like a Kpeda de Baal, but Dafki, he wants them to write, and he doesn't permit them to appoint someone else to write on his behalf. But even if he just says Tanu, they have to learn how to write. Sheyilmadu b'yichtavu b'yitn. They have to learn how to write their signatures. That's what the Gemara says. What a wild case. The Gemara is talking about a case. They appointed a person to the Bezna Gadol and he doesn't know how to sign his name. That's how the Gemara says. And the Rambam points it out. And the Pirushim says, it's a Gemara. And there's Daf. The man was appointed to the Bezna Gadol and he doesn't know how to sign his signature. So Daf is a Choslan. And Sheyilmadu has to learn how to sign his name. The Yichtavu v'yitn. So it's a machlekes hatanoi.
But I guess you need a bezna gadol, but get
you don't even need a bezna shloisha. You don't even need a bezna shloisha. No, but here was a machlekes between Reb Meir and Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva on the one hand, and Rabbi Yossi on the other hand. Reb Meir heard from Rabbi Chanina, who heard from Rabbi Akiva, that if there is a bezna of shloisha, and the husband said to no. We treat them like a bezdin, and they have a right to be shliach ha'isa shliach. And Rabbi Yaisi says, even in that case, not. There's never any shliach ha'isa shliach. So let's say you're ready, you're mekel. What's the kula? Only a bezdin shliach ha'isa shliach. So frek the gemara or a minu. What's going on? Our mishnah state even a yochid. I maybe get very tzol a shliach. The baal made a shliach. It's a little difference. Our mishnah is talking shliach lahalachas haget. It's not a shliach l'ksivis haget. Shliach lahalachas haget. And that mishnah is talking about a shliach l'ksivis haget. But that's the gemara's kasha. Or in minu, it's the contradiction. Amar l'shnayim tenu get lishdi l'shloshi kisva tenu get lishdi. And the gemara and daf chav tesem and aleph. So the gemara asks the kasha. Really, yichtav v'yitnu. Inu, and they have to write it themselves. Aval shliach la only a bezn. Only a bezdin has the right to appoint a shliach sheni. A shliach la means aval a yochid not. By yochid on daf chav tes and aleph. The Gemara quotes this mishnah and asks the kasha that on daf chav tes you see shliach is a shliach even applies by a yochid. if he was originally appointed as a shliach, he is allowed to make a shliach shem. And there on Daf Chavtes, we say he's not allowed to. So Abayi says it's all a matter of umdina. Everything is psychology. There's no halacha involved. There is halacha involved, but the halacha depends on the umdina. The din is that you always say shliach is a shliach. It's learned that from a pasuk. V'shilcha shilcha. Malamish ha-shliach is a shliach. But whenever there's an umdina that there's a ktayda of the baal, so if the shliach is going to be mishana b'shlichus, so take tachnish. If the husband gives a get to the shliach and he says, I want that you should give the get to no one else. And if you give it to someone else, it's no good. I don't care if you get sick. I don't care if your wife gets sick. I don't care. So nisht is nisht. He doesn't allow him to give it to a shliach shem. If there's a ktayda of the baal, so it's no good. So that's what Abayi says. Abayi says everything depends on psychology. Sometimes in my mission be zoin the baal. Hocha baal like kopitz. Abayi says it's a difference. There on Daf Samach Vav, where we're talking about ksivas haget, so who's really supposed to write the get? It says in the Chumash, because of law, sefer chrisus, v'nasam v'yad, it says the husband is supposed to write the get. Why is it that the practice is that the husband doesn't write the get? He has the shliach, because the husband doesn't know how to write. The husband doesn't know how to write. So he may or may not be embarrassed. Today, some of the husbands are not embarrassed. They don't even know that the husband is supposed to write the get. Yeah. They think that that's part of the ritual, that he got to have a sofer with a beard and pay his yestera. But in the days of the Tanoim, apparently very often the husband write the get himself. Yeah. So what's going on in the Mishnah Samach Vav Nebuch? This husband didn't know how to write the get himself. Today we have so many kpedis how to write the get. Even the sofer a lot of times will make a mistake. And we'll require that it should, we have so many chumras, we often will rip up the get and insist you have to rewrite the get if he spelled it wrong and so on. But in the days of the Tanaim, apparently they didn't have all of these chumras. So the common practice was the husband himself wrote the get. So if the husband asks someone else to write a get on his behalf, so there's a built-in paid at the baal that he doesn't want anybody else to know, that he's so illiterate that he doesn't know how to write. So that's why on Daf Samach Vav, the only time we say shliach is shliach, is if he asked three people. It's already public knowledge, like the Gemara has a svara that milsa de misaba bapi klasa leis be mishum lishne bishan. That there's no lashon hara if three people know about it already. So something similar over here. It's not really so much a bezin. If he asks three, he tells in the presence of three people, do me a favor, write again. Yeah. So then there's you can't say over there that there's paid at the bottom unless he says kisvu tenu. Yeah. Once he says kisvu, so there is paid. The dafka they should write and they shouldn't ask anybody else. But it just says tenu. He didn't say kisvu tenu. So it's moving the ale of that there's not paid. So the whole discussion of Daf Samach Vav, it's not a halachic issue that we're dealing with. It is a halachic issue. But the halacha doesn't stem from the halacha. The halacha stems from paid at the bottom over there. But on our daf, the get was written already. We don't know whether the husband wrote it himself or he got it. So it doesn't make a difference. The husband has a get and he gives it to the shlich to deliver it to the wife. So why should we assume that there's a kpeda de baal that the shlich rishon should make a shlich shein? Why should there be such a kpeda? So the Gemara says, Abayi says, Anar daf, there's no problem. Hos tam daf samach vav, time am I. What's the reason why we consider that there's a problem? Shem bizoyin de baal. So that's why we assume that he's makpid unless he tells it to a bezin of three. But there is no halacha mitam halacha that shliach as a shliach can only work if the shliach rishon was a bezna. That doesn't make any sense. Abahacha baal lekabe. Here there's no issue of kpeda the baal in the mesiris again. So of course he says shliach as a shliach. There's no problem. That's what Abayi says. And Rabbi gives a different answer. Rabbi says no, there's a halachic difference between ksivas aget and mesiris aget. That in one case you're dealing with mili. It's just a word. I ask the shliach to write a get. So I'm not giving him over anything tangible. So that's a weaker shliach rishon. That's a weaker shliach. So then you say, there's a klal shaliach ha'is a shliach. Yeah, we learn from the pasuk, v'shilach v'shilcha. Shaliach ha'is a shliach. But the only time, what is shaliach ha'is a shliach based on? Tangible. What is the logic behind it? The Iker Adin is that only the Bailim has the right to make a shliach. Let's say I can divorce my wife, so I can appoint a shliach to divorce my wife. Can you appoint a shliach to divorce my wife? Misamcha? Yeah. How can you make a shliach to divorce my wife? You can't divorce my wife in person, so how can you? Nilsa Dio La Matsyova Shalich La Matsi Mashmi. You can't appoint a shliach unless you're the Bailim on the case. Yeah. Whenever you're the Bailim, you can make a shliach. So what's the idea behind shaliach ha'is a shliach? When I appoint the shliach rishon, so he's considered as if he's the bailim now. So just like the bailim, the man himself can appoint the shliach. So the shliach rishon is now bimkomo, so he can make shliach. So the Gemara says, "Bamedvar mamurim." When do you say that the Shlech Rishon has the Koyach HaBailis, if I gave him a get, if I gave him something of, I just said Baal Peh, words, I appoint them as a Shlech to write a get, that's Baal Peh, then fine, he can do it, but you can't say Shaliach, he's a Shliach, that's the Klal, Mili La Mimsaron Le Shaliach, the Taich means, it cannot be transmitted from the Shlech Rishon to the Shliach Sheni. There's a famous Chuvas Maharit, where he writes, Achidush, he writes, I want to be Magdash a behemoth. I own a farm, I have a lot of behemoths on the farm. I want to be Magdash a behemoth, a carbon Pesach, whatever. So I send the Shliach, I say, you pick out a nice behemoth, not too expensive, not too cheap, not too fat, not too skinny, pick me out a nice behemoth, and you'll be Magdash it. So the Maharit says that he can't do it, because Mili, Lo Mimsaron, Lishaliach. Since I'm only giving him over words, he should be Magdish, so words are not Nitfas and Shlichas. So they all ask against the Maharit. Number one is a Beferishi Gemara in the first Perik in Tmura. The Gemara does talk about being Magdish Karbonis Aydei Shlichas. So enough in the Gemara, black and white against the Maharit. And number two, the whole thing is wrong. Mili la mimsur la shliach is not a halacha. You cannot appoint the shliach on a matter of mili. The shliach rishon cannot make a shliach sheni on a matter of mili, because the whole idea behind shaliach ois shliach is that the shliach rishon has the power, like a bailim, since he's a balabas. So just like he can give the get himself, he can give the get to a shliach sheni. He can transfer the power. But if the shliach rishon doesn't have anything in his hands, I asked him, should I buy get? So he doesn't have anything. It's just mili. So he doesn't have a koyach abayla, so you can't say shlech ha'is a shlech by a matter of mili. But to ask a shlech rishon to be magdash a korban for me, of course he can. The all halacha, the taitcha, the words, mili lamim shel shlech means the shlech rishon cannot transmit it to the shlech sheni, because it's a lower level of shlichas. There's a case of shlichas where I say I give over the power of bailas to the shlech rishon. In another case, I didn't give over any power. If he'll do it, it'll be chal. But he doesn't really have any power that he should be able to make a shlech sheni. So now we're going to have to believe that next week. I don't know if I'll be here. Whenever we'll continue to learn next, we'll have to figure out what is Rava answer. What is Rava says? It's not like Abaye, a kpeda de baal. Rava says differently that our daf is a real shlichus, because he's giving a shlich. He gives him over a get. He made him a shlich from a serious get. But adav samach vav, it's a matter of mili. You have to look in the mishnahs. Rava's answer doesn't seem to fit into the mishnah. That's Rav Yasi holds Mili, but we're talking within Rav Meir now. So you got to take a look in the Gemara, what's going on here.
Okay.
We'll have to finish the Gemara. In today's Sedra, we have one of the mitzvahs, Hatluyas Baritz, is mentioned. The Mishnah has in Kiddushin that there are agricultural mitzvahs. There are Chayvus Haguf, and then there are Chayvus Karkat. Tzitzis, Tefillin, Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras HaMishpacha. That's called Chayvus Haguf. Every person is obligated. Then you have Chayvus Karka, agricultural mitzvahs that the Mishnah calls mitzvahs hatluyas baritz. So the Mishnah learns that from Sukkim, that all of the mitzvahs hatluyas baritz, eino nogos, ela baritz, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah has two exceptions to the rule, that orlo, if you plant a tree, so the pears that grow the first 3 years may not be eaten, that's an Issa Hano that we do have.
Yeah,
it's not so rare. Orla, a person plants a bush or a tree.
I just planted the
first 3 years. It's also Bachila Bahano. Orla is Noig Bechutzlor, it's Chala is Medirabana Noig Bechutzlor, it's Chala is Noig. And Chodesh is Noig Bechutzlor. Shaila Wedder Menatar Medirabana, but Chodesh is Noig Bechutzlor. So on the first daf in Kiddushin, and that base on the base is the famous dispute in the Rishonim, and the Raman quotes the two shittas. What about Neter Revai? In the Parsha in the Chumash it says, the first 3 years, Shalashana Marelim lo yeyochel, it's also Bachil, also Bano. Bashon Harviyis is Kodesh Ilulim, you have to bring the Paris to Yerushalayim and need a big Dusha Vatar. Then the 50th year, everything is Mutta Bachil. There's no more dinim in the 50th year. So there's a machloikis among the Gaonim and the Rishonim. When we say that Orlos Noheges Bechutzal Oretz, does that only apply to the first 3 years? That there's a din of Orla? What about the Paris, the 4th year? And your cherry tree, so the first 3 years, if any cherries grow, it's also Bachi Levano. What about the 4th year? Is it still, you have to be paided in order to be allowed to eat the cherries? How do you say no? The only, in Eretz Israel, there's a din of Orla, and there's a din of Revai. The 4th year is a din of Paris Revai, not the Revai. But in Chutzlos, the only thing you have is Orla, you don't have a din of Revai. So that's a machlokes. The Goyim say that there is a din of Revai, and the Rambam says there can't be. There is no din of Revai. And Tosis quotes from the Goyim. So Tosfos holds like the Gaonim, and our Beis and Beis. There is a din of Ravai, even in Chutzlot. So what? Right. So you put it without a bracha because of the machlokes.
Only Kerem Ravai. In Chutzlor, it's only Kerem Revai, but...
Right, the Shiltas holds like that. The Shiltas says that in general, on Revai, on the Teres, in the fourth year, there is a Machlekes HaTanim, but it's only Kerem, it only applies to grapes, it applies to all trees. It's Neter Revai. So Tosis quotes in the name of the Shiltas, Taka, the first daf in Kiddushin, that whenever there's a Machlekes in Eretz Yisrael, even though we're Machmer in Eretz Yisrael, but Kol HaMekel Baretz, Halacha Kemosa B'Chutzlor. So when it comes to net, the Ravai Tosis assumes that there is a din of Ravai b'chutz l'aretz, but since there's one sheet in Tanoim, even though we don't accept it, since there was a sheet in Tanoim, that the din of Ravai only applies to grapes, so in chutz l'aretz we have a right to rely on that sheet. As long as there's a suffix hold to we can rely, so we follow us on that sheet. That's what Tosis quotes in the name of the Shiltas. Yeah, and Shulchan Aruch also they quote that the Shiltas is of that opinion. So one of the Talmidim of Rav Elvele has in his Sefer an interesting comment on this. And Vosbah state the Machlekes HaRishonim over here, whether the din of Ravai applies
all of Chutz L'aretz.
To Chutz L'aretz or not, yeah. What's the Shaila? So some point out that it would appear from the Mishnah like this, that mitzvahs hatluyos v'aretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael. This mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to be mafish trumas and maisis. Then there's a mitzvah shmita. Is a mitzvah. Then you have yisurim. You have all the laws of shmita start off as a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah says if shabbos the heart shabbos l'Hashem, and then in it the Torah says you should fulfill this mitzvah of shmita, and then you have specific ways how you fulfill the shmita. So the mitzvah says you have mitzvah says you have mitzvah loy says. And kol ha'tarav kuli you have. So the mitzvahs atlois baretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael, they don't apply in Chutz L'aretz. But the Isurim, like Chodesh starts off as an Issa. Orla starts off as an Issa, doesn't start off as a mitzvah. Orla starts off as an Issa. So those aspects that begin as an Issa, so that applies even in Chutz L'aretz. You have Alach L'Meshi Messini, you have Adin the Rabbana, whatever it is, those things apply in Chutz L'aretz. So what is the status of Ravai? Would you consider the pears that grow in the fourth year? They say it's a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim and to eat it in Yerushalayim. So that's a mitzvah? It starts off as a mitzvah? Or would you say no, it starts off as an Issa? It has an Issa. There's an Issa to eat it close to Yerushalayim. So one of the Talmidim of Rav Elvele writes, he thinks this is the root of the machlokes between the Gaonim and the Rambam, because the Rambam quotes another statement from the Gaonim. How to read Taich in the Pasuk. It says, Bashana Harvis, Yi called Piriya Kodesh. It says, the Paris that grow the first 3 years, Lo Yeyachal, the Rasa Bachilo, the Rasa Bano. Bashana Harvis, whatever grows in the fourth year, Yi called Piriya Kodesh Ilulim. What do you mean Kodesh Ilulim? It's like Maisa Sheni. Here it says Kodesh, and there in the end of Bukhul Kaisa, it says Kodesh. Chamaisa Rats, Mzerats, Mfrihaits, Kodesh Lashem. That's Pasuk Lamed Beis. The last Pasuk is Lamed Dalet, and Chumish Vayikram, Bukhul Kaisa. That's Pasuk Lamed Beis, goes on Maisa Sheni. That goes on Maisa Sheni. So just like it says their Kodesh, it says here Kodesh. So that's how we know. What do you do with Neter Ravai? You eat it in Yerushalayim, and if you can't bring it to Yerushalayim, then you pay it. Then the next pasuk, how do you translate? Uvashana hachamishis tochlo aspiro yolahos lachem tvuasai. What does that mean? So the Rambam writes that the pasuk shat and the pasuk is uvashana hachamishis, the pears that grow in the fifth year have no restrictions. You can eat it wherever you want, whatever you want, no limitations, no restrictions. But the Rambam quotes the Gaonim and he says that this is a Shigigas Hayroah. He says the Gaonim paskin wrong. That's not Taich in the Chumash. The Gaonim translated like this. Uvashana Chamishis means if you have Teres net the Ravai,
you should see it.
The Teres that grew in the fourth year, so if you bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it, Gizuntahid, eat it in the fourth year. But if you don't want to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat, you want to be paid and eat it, chutz to Yerushalayim, then you're not allowed to eat it in the fourth year. Then you have to wait till the fifth year to eat the teres of Neter Ravai. That's how they teach Pshatu. Bashona hachamishis, tochlo aspirio, you can eat the teres Neter Ravai. The Rambam says that zu shigigas hayro. He says, falsh pshat, falsh galam pshat and posik. The pasuk means the teres that grow in the fifth year. So the mefarshim on the side of the Rambam point out that it's a machlokes amoraim in the Yerushalmi. Machlokes amoraim in the Yerushalmi, of all places, it's in Perek Mashuach Mechamah. in the end of Saita. It should have been somewhere in Mishnah Yisarla, in Masech Yisarla. No, it's in Perek Mashuach Melchama, where it says, Mihu Isha Shanata Kerem Baloi Chilalo. Yelach Yashal Abesis. What does it mean? Loi Chilalo? He wasn't paid at the Paris in the Shana Arviyas. So then Yerushalmi has a Machlegis, and if he was paid, so what do you do? Do you have to wait till the 50th? They paskin like the wrong opinion. They should have paskin like the other Amorah, because that's the accepted Pshat. Lashana Hamishas Tochel means the Paris that grow in the 50th. So this Talmud of Rav Elhula points out in his Sefer, in Torah Zeroyim, he says, according to the Rambam's viewpoint, Peiros Neter Revai is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat it in Yerushalayim. If you don't want to eat it in Yerushalayim, so you pay that. That's a way to get around the mitzvah. But it doesn't start off as an issur. It starts off as a mitzvah. So the Rambam, Lishitas holds, since this is Neter Revai, Orla starts off as an issur. So that's the halacha. Orla b'chutz l'aretz does apply. Either halacha Moshe Mesinai, Midi Rabbana, whatever, Orla does apply. But Neter Revai doesn't start off as an Issa. Neter Revai starts off as a mitzvah la'ochla b'Yerushalayim. So mitzvah satel is vice, the mitzvah says that don't apply in chutz la'aretz. But the Gainim l'shitasim holds that even after you paid it in the fourth year, he's still not allowed to eat it till the 50th. So it starts off as an Issa. So that's why l'shitasim, they hold that the din of Neter Revai is noig in chutz la'aretz also, because the klal seems to be whatever starts off as an Issa is noig in chutz la'aretz.
If there will be a shear or not, call the Young Israel at 268-7100. You write it down. 268-7100. We'll let you know if there's a shear next week or not.
I'll call the Young Israel. Okay.
What I say is, if it weren't for the Omer, there would be no Neter Revai. So this whole Indian of Neter Revai.